the common denominator is a certain amount of anxiety about it, because it's a pretty audacious thing to do, especially with a symphony orchestra. I mean, you're sitting on stage with 70 great musicians who are used to doing things a certain way, and some rock musician is going to come in and start to dictate parts to their sections. And it's not that there's going to be a masterpiece that's going to come from it, which is also different for them because they're used to playing masterpieces, right? But each time I try to find something to concentrate on that might be the point. And what I've found is if you have any kind of point at all, a framework to build it on, then a lot of the other stuff will be forgiven as long as you move quickly. It's like building anything. It's like building a house for some people, or a model or something. There are parts, and you learn roughly how the parts come together. In general, the low end is going to be taken care of by these instruments, and you have things that are tricks that you pull out of your bag and do. So for us, it's not as daunting, the putting it together. I don't think that musicians would particularly be all that impressed with what I'm doing in laying out the harmonies. I think they'd be impressed with the stupidity or the audacity of doing it. And they might be impressed with when I have a quick point, because that's always the hard part about a composition is you're going to base your piece on what? Da, 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 da. Okay, that's pretty good. Now, what are you going to do with it? The what to do with it is a different thing. The development of it is a different thing. And if you're talking about a 10-minute party trick where you're making an orchestra sound a certain way, that's then the easy part. The hard part is having something to hang it on and coming up with that quickly. And then the social part, which is there are live people on your stage who are looking at you like you're an idiot. And so there's that.